This is No Pink Spandex, episode 28, for Wednesday, October 11th, 2006. Have a really noisy room. This sucks for recording, but I'm going to do it anyway. A little bitter, but I'll be fine. Lisa J here. She didn't know. Yada yada yada. This is Light Source, the episode discussion with Katie. And this is part one of our discussion, because it was so long. And then Jerry came, blah, 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 later, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah. Light Source. The first discussion. See you later. How you been?
Good. I just got to watch the episode, so it's fresh in my mind.
Yo, I forgot that my mom kept, like, calling me, and then I missed, like bits and pieces. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
Vlogger. It was, I think it was the start of the second ep, and, the first ep, how did that first ep ended?
I actually skipped over, Nick, chewing out Lily. I couldn't deal with that.
Oh. No, but that was the end. Like, I think the
end. Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, yeah, the end was, the Megazord thingy was going after, that frog thingy. With mm-hmm. And he's carrying O'Don or whatever. So, yeah. So then that scene, starting the second episode, I missed that part. What happened?
Oh, at the end of the first episode?
Well, at the beginning of the second one.
Well, basically, you know, they start fighting and playing, like, Catch O'Donna. Because they keep, hitting it out of each other's possessions and everything. Anyway... At one part, O'Donna goes flying, and the Rangers try to make a dive save.
Oh, yeah, I saw that part. Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the frog just goes,
yeah. Yeah. They're like, no, O'Donna. So, yeah.
O'Donna was dead.
Yo, I'm like, okay. So, and then I missed the part, another part where I think... Toby saw the Rangers and their Megazord thingy, but they were supposed to be in another dimension. I don't understand that. What happened?
I don't think they were in a dimension.
Because, like...
He was... No, they were actually in the real world when that one fight over O'Donna happened.
Oh, they were... Oh, so when they were diving in crap, they were in the real world?
Yeah. Yeah, you skipped to the real world.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That's why Toby was there.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Okay, so, this two-parter. So, the first part. Woo! Nick chews out Lily. Arr!
I actually feel bad for Lily. Before that, I actually did. And so seeing Nick chew her, you know, at the beginning, Nick chewing her out, I'm like, okay, skip this. You're just being an ass.
Oh, my goodness. You don't understand how wonderful it was. I mean, there's a reason why I'm saying wonderful. I mean, I do feel bad for Lily now because it's like, oh, crap. Like, her mom doesn't want her. The teens don't want her. She's like, I'm on alone. And she has to get some troubling love. That's so sad.
Oh, God. That was kind of disturbing.
I mean, because well, I guess this was in the second part, right? I mean, when Phineas, he kept finding them, like, what you call it? Stixoids or whatever they're called. I don't know what they're called. But anyway, he kept finding them things, and she kept smiling mad hard. I was like, what? She like Phineas now? What's going on, man?
Yeah,
Holy crap.
it was disturbing. It was really disturbing. Although Phineas does kick major butt, though, my god.
Yeah, but he's a freaking freak of nature. He looks like...
Yeah, I know.
Disgusting. But, yeah, that was high hilarious. But anyway, yeah, the first part. Let's go to the first part. The first part, it was awesome because Madison had more to say. Ooh!
Yes! Ooh. I was actually happy about that. That was I would think that was the only thing good about the first part. Was her getting more focused than normal.
Yeah, she got more things to say. But seriously, like it was her saying, you know, don't you think you're being a little bit too hard on Lily, blah blah blah. And then the rest of the episode was like, oh, I hate frogs. I hate frogs. Ew, I hate frogs.
Yeah.
Frogs, ew.
You know what gets me? You know what gets me? She's supposed to be a water person. Usually water people like water things. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of weird that she hates frogs and she's a water person. You know what I'm saying?
Vita used to hate pink, so, you know.
Yeah, but that was a plot line, so we're okay with that.
They quickly adapt to their surroundings, except for Madison. I don't know, whatever. I mean, you know, it's like the first time, you know, her about hating frogs, I'm like, okay, whatever. And then she kissed a frog or whatever. Whatever. The second time, yeah. I think it was like the last step of the episode, it was like they mentioned it. Okay, that was cute. It was cute. I was like, okay, yeah. Whatever. This time, come on.
Over the top.
It was just too much. Oh, I hate frogs. Ooh, frogs. Froggy, 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 froggy.
The frog that was going to swallow her up was so psychedelic.
Yeah, I was like, what's
big and blue.
It took some ecstasy or something. I mean, I don't know what that. I mean, you know, whatever. But, you know, I mean.
Kind of
know,
a mixture of, like, cotton candy colors.
Oh, cotton candy.
Yeah,
cotton.
No.
Disgusting. But, yeah, no, dude. I was like, you know what? I mean, honestly, like, you know, I usually, you know, I know, like, some people, they go, you know, in the chat room or whatever, and, like, you know, they chat and type and then watch the episode. I have to, like, watch it by myself, you know.
I do, too. I can't stand... I miss parts if I chat while I'm watching it.
Right.
I've done that, and I miss things.
And then it depends on who you're chatting with, who
that too.
Not like Mystic Force anyway, which, you know, I don't want to be, like, swayed. I don't want to be, like, you know,
yeah.
Just watch as if I was a kid and see whatever. So, like,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
the first part... Go ahead.
I mean, I'm trying to keep an open mind about Mystic Force, but there are just so many problems with it. It's so hard. It's so hard. Oh.
Yes. But yeah, man. I mean, like, people were saying, like, the first part was so horrible, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, it was kind of meh, whatever. But.
It was meh.
But. I honestly, like, I liked the whole, like, cloned fighting thing. I thought that was, you know, I thought it was nice. It's cool.
I love the fact that the only way you can tell who's good and who's evil is by their collar.
Yeah.
Evil or black, and the good or white. Oh my god.
Like, I mean, really. Like, come on. I could have made them the same, man.
I wonder if that was Sentai footage, but if it wasn't, they could have done way better. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was cute. I mean, I didn't mind that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, not awesome, but that was alright. It was cool. And then, like, the other fight where, like, they're in the other dimension, I think, or whatever, you know, and they're fighting all them, like, henchmen and crap
yeah.
for no apparent reason
that,
or whatever.
That was a waste of time.
It was, but, you know, it was kind of cool looking. I guess. Yeah. They didn't talk so much, so I guess I didn't mind.
An appearance of the Norbert Battleizer.
Yes. Yes. With the drumsticks.
Gotta love the drumsticks. Nick going into Battleizer form, that's American footage, right? The 3D animation stuff.
I have no idea. What happened?
I don't like that footage. I really don't. It looks too animated. It's so cartoony.
Dude, dragon frickin' yo-yo.
I like the dragon frickin' yo-yo.
Dude, I mean...
Yo-yo, a yo-yo is actually a weapon.
You know what? Don't even play. It's like, oh, I can knock out their eye! It's really hard. No. That was awful, dude. I mean honestly, right. Like, most of the battleizers, like, the whole more... I mean, they all mostly look really cartoony-ish kind of thing. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but Nyx is especially cartoony. I mean... I'm sorry, the animator in me's talking. Sorry.
I guess. I mean, you know, to me, it's just all the same crap, whatever. I'm like, yeah. I like the look of the battleizers.
Yeah, I like the look.
You know.
Just that animation.
There's no battle thong. That's nice to see. There's no thongs. Don't need to see that. No jock straps.
I wonder who made that particular, battleizer. You know, who came up with the idea.
Yeah, whoever did needs to be shot.
Yes.
Need to be shot. Dead.
That and Connors. Connors, ugh.
No, yeah, that was the dragon yo-yo. I mean, that was just stupid.
And Go-Go Gadget Arms.
Go-Go Gadget Arms. I mean, no, that's that, yeah. Oh. There's no saving that. But, yeah, so, like, I mean, you know, the first part to me wasn't... Okay, I'll say why it's not all that bad to me once we get to the second part. Second part!
Yay!
Second part! Wait a minute, is the second part where Daggeron takes the Zord and tries to, like, blast out the tadpoles in the sky?
Yeah, for, like, God, how many?
Forever.
It's like an hour, and they're like, we're losing power! I'm like, okay, Genji! Hour later, we're still losing power! Okay, Genji!
3 hours later, yeah, we, like, still losing power, man. It's kind of, like, almost gone.
Yeah, that dragged on. That was the only bad part.
Hey, Daggeron was doing his thing. He's like, can't save the rangers. We need to save the city. We need to, like, you know, blast out these tadpoles or else everyone's gonna die and blah, blah, blah.
You could have just done it twice, you know. You know, have one that says, oh my gosh, we need to do this, you know. You know, it's harder than we thought, and then next one, we're losing power, and then the conclusion to that. I mean, it was going on frickin' forever.
Back and forth. They want to show that Daggeron is not, you know, they want to show he's active. He's doing his thing. Like, people are like, oh my gosh, Daggeron doesn't do anything. Hey, who's doing his thing?
That's true.
Showing him.
Yes.
But yeah, no, dude, oh my gosh, Lili, Claire, Phineas.
Yes.
Awesome.
I loved that.
Awesome.
Just, the supporting cast is phenomenal.
Awesome. Dude, I mean, Claire was about to throw down. She's like, you witch, you this.
Oh, yeah, she was ready to kick her ass.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Crap. Oh, my gosh, that was freaking hilarious. And then, like, the Rangers are all emo. We have no powers anymore. We're not Power Rangers anymore. We don't have anything. I mean, hello? I mean, didn't they just go through this, like, Vita and Nick, using their powers?
Yes.
They said, oh, well, we have our magic powers. I mean, are you serious?
I mean, Toby was actually teaching them.
Yeah!
I was like, oh my god, you're having this, who's supposed to be a loser type character in this show, telling you what to do. That's kind of...
I mean, it's really beyond the point where it's like, I mean, the Rangers can never figure out anything for themselves. Like, almost. Okay, not...
Almost. This season's Rangers are the most dysfunctional Ranger team I have ever seen.
Like, seriously, like, they should, like, you know why their powers keep taken away all the time? Because they don't deserve them.
Exactly.
They don't need them.
Especially Nick. Hate Nick.
Like, it's really, I mean, honestly, it is really to the, I mean, like, first Phineas was solving all the problems, then Claire kind of solved the problem, then, you know,
Claire
whatever.
Claire all of a sudden got good at magic. What?
What happened?
Well, it wasn't. It was like at the beginning, Shelagh was totally horrible with her magic, and then once gatekeepers happened, it was like bam, boom, Okay, she's good now. What the heck?
No. Because remember, it was the gatekeeper. She was all like, woo, 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 woo. And then I remember it was like an episode right after that. She like failed a spell. I forgot what episode it is. But she like failed one, whatever.
Yeah, but and like then, after that, you know, she...
No, but then like after that, it was like when they were going, her and Udana were going through their trek. Whatever, you know. Yeah. So you know, Claire was doing her little spells. She made Udana a pillow, you know, little
cross-stitch pillow,
you know. And then like now she's actually learning. I think I love Claire for that because I'm glad they didn't just like revert her back to some bumbling fool or whatever. That made me laugh, but a bumbling idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she still somewhat has her that personality though.
Yeah,
I mean, it actually showed in this. It actually showed in the second part that she, the way she acted to Lily, reminded me of her back when you know she was having all the problems doing her magic. There was just something there that reminded me of back there. I don't know.
And it kind of reminded me of the gatekeeper. I'm like, because I was like, okay, please don't make her the gatekeeper and then make her lose all her powers and crap and make her blah, 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 and then, like, make her being stupid again. I was like, good. They came back. She was defending herself. She was, like, about to throw down. She was about to beat her up and crap.
Yeah.
That is what I love, man. That's why I love Claire.
I loved it when Lily said, I am your only chance of getting in there. And Phineas is like, she's got a point there.
Yeah, you seem stupid.
Yeah, I know, but that was kind of funny because, you know, Claire was kind of giving him this look like, come on, you're on my side, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's taking sides with Lily, and she's like going, what?
Yeah, I know. Even Lily was like, you know, you're really smart, you know? So, like, Lily ain't stupid, Phineas ain't stupid.
No, they're not.
And the Rangers
are.
I don't understand. I mean, I just realized this. I'm like, I don't understand. They lost their powers before. Vita and Nick lost their powers before.
Right, I know.
Or they're morphing energy. I don't know, whatever. It's a bunch of all the same thing. And yet,
they can't
look into themselves and say that we still have our powers. We're still mad. You know, that's just
a bunch of
BS, yo.
Yeah.
But. It was really funny how, like, Toby was like, oh my gosh, you guys could be all, you know, agile and crap or whatever, and then we actually got to see them, you know, their
that was stuff. Cool. That was very cool.
So, I mean, we already knew Nick could do crap. And then, you know, Xander had his table action. He was like, flip it over.
Table action. Table action.
He was like, flip, ooh, table. You know, and then, was it Chip? What did Chip do? Chip
jumped over a plant.
Something like that. And then Vita.
Vita, does the splits.
Vita, she was trying to do some like twirling something.
I know, she looked like she was dancing. Okay, I'm not the one that only thought this. Okay, I feel better.
Plie or grand jeté.
That was funny though. I could just. We seriously need to do some sort of. I mean, we did it with. Didn't we do it where we take an episode and then we put our commentary to it?
Yeah.
We need to do something like that again. I mean, I could just see you doing this episode when Vita does her dancing. You'd be like, plie! You know, doing all...
Grand
jeté! I could just see
something
it. I
mean, come on. I mean, that was funny.
That was funny.
What the hell is she doing?
And then she did the splits.
I mean, yeah, that split was fine, but I mean, come on, do a cartwheel or something, and then split, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you what the, she was like, that was funny. And, yeah. But no, I think it was Madison who was doing a cartwheel.
She did something, I don't remember exactly what she did.
It looked cool, whatever.
Anyone who didn't look cool
was Vita, and that's just really ironic, because she's all, like, you know, manly, so.
She's a man, she's a man.
So it was hilarious. But no, I mean, it was nice to see, like, the actors try to do their own thing.
That was good. I liked that.
You know, but, I mean, I don't... still on Vita. I'm sorry. That was kind of funny. But yeah, no, but that kind of like annoyed me. It was like, come on. You really couldn't figure this out for yourselves instead of woe is me crap.
I know.
I mean,
this is why I don't respect. This is why I don't respect this year's Rangers. They don't know.
Except for Maddie.
Yeah, except for Maddie. It's sweetheart.
She's the only one with sense.
But the whole entire Ranger team cannot get along with each other. I mean,
yeah, they're very dysfunctional.
Very. I mean, I thought it was bad in SPD, but they weren't that bad.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they were just schizophrenic. They were like schizos. I mean, you didn't know when they were going to be happy with each other or angry with each other or like sleeping with each other. You didn't know. It was just random, you know. But like, right. Like this time, it's just like from the jump, it was like these people. They call each other friends, but they really are mean, and they really aren't believing themselves like at all.
Right.
You know. I mean, yeah. Oh. Xander had his little moment. His heart.
Yeah,
heart.
I loved that. I loved how he, you know, started telling Nick off, you know, just saying, yeah, I understand, blah, blah. And he said about teasing and stuff like that, and just that I liked. But just Nick's overall attitude.
It was good because, yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, right, this scene would have been a lot better if... Well, A, Nick had a personality, but that's besides the point.
And B, yes.
And B, if he wasn't just like this one note, I'm angst, I'm the rebel, I'm this, I'm going to be angry with everything all the time. You know what I'm saying? If you're angry with everything all the time, then a moment like this has no buildup, it has no climax to something. Because right. It, by itself, it was a great scene. But now you look back on the other episodes, it's like, well, you know, he's always been like this. So, like, we don't give a crap about him now.
I know.
You know?
Okay. I wish that either somebody in Mutant Chat or Jer would, you know, answer this. I'm just wondering who would they say actually is worse? Kai from Magi Ranger, the red, or Nick? Because from what I heard, Kai in the Japanese version was just really, really bad.
Well, but, I remember watching, like, what, the first three episodes?
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, it showed Kai being... like a really, like, he's always complaining about crap. He's always like, oh my gosh.
But he's the youngest. But think about it, he's the youngest too.
I know. But like, he's always complaining all the time, whatever. But the difference with him, it was that I was intrigued, I guess. I was like, yeah, you're annoying, but okay, let's see what happens to you. Like, yeah. Whatever. With Nick, it was like, I don't care.
So you actually think Nick's, or, Nick's worse than Kai.
Well, yeah, I mean, because like the first three eps, I didn't care about Nick at all. I mean, I was indifferent. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Right, with Kai, it was like he annoyed me in a good way. Like he, like, it, you
in
know,
an entertaining was, way.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, okay, oh my gosh, like, you know, he's so stupid or whatever, or he's only this one thing. Because like, yeah, you can see he's annoying, but he really cares about his family, and. Yeah, he has, like, an ego, and he just wants to be the Ranger, but he, you know...
Well, I mean...
Does, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you just said that Kai is close to his family. He cares about them, too. Nick, I don't even see him, at least remotely,
there's, like,
caring.
No family in that show.
Yeah.
There's no show.
I don't see him caring about his dad, you know, as much as Udonna's worried about Liambo, you know?
True. That's true.
But, I mean, when they found out that Udonna was captured, Nick was like, he didn't really have any emotion of like, okay, let's go save her, you know? I'm going!
I mean, he did, I mean, like, he kind of did, I guess maybe it's like one of those things where it kind of hits you.
Yeah, but it was 2 seconds! 2 seconds!
Come on, he was like, I gotta save my mom. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but did he show any emotion after that? No.
But come on, in the Zord, he was like, no.
All of them were.
Come on, he showed emotion.
Over dramatic emotion.
No. was emotional. But I mean, and then when he had his little angst moment with Xander, you see, he was like, all, you know, I should have just rode past this town. I didn't know who my parents were. Now I know. I lost them too. Oh my god. So, you know, it kind of just hit him.
God, if I didn't know who my parents were and I finally found them, I'd be, you know, excited. He's just like,
well, you're a chick. So, yeah,
that's true.
And then he has no personality. So that's like another thing. It's like, what are you going to do? But, you know.
See, this is why I hate angst-written characters. Overly angst-written characters.
Yeah.
They annoy the hell out of me.
Of course. Because that's their personality. It's like, come on, like, get over it. I mean, seriously, we all have our angst.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a personality. Come on.
Yeah, get with the program. Just to let my anime people know, yes, I hate Sasuke from Naruto, okay? Yes. He is so angst-written. Oh. All right. I'm done.
I just hate Naruto, so whatever. Don't like him! He's annoying.
He is annoying. But I like the other characters. I like the other characters, though.
Okay.
Except Sasuke. Sasuke can go to hell.
Is that the one? Okay. I watched, like, one episode or whatever, or, like, two that felt like one. Okay, so, like, there was an episode where they were in this, like, ice thing, and then this boy kept, like, you know, multiplying himself and then tried to attack them or whatever.
Oh, that's, Haku. Yeah. I can tell you who's who.
Okay, so then the boy with Naruto, who's that?
That's Sasuke. The one in blue. That's who I hate.
Okay.
He can go to hell.
Okay.
I do not like him.
Alright.
He just can't, there's a big thing with his brother and everything. I just, he needs to think for himself. That's all I can say.
Okay. Like the Mystic Force Rangers!
Yes!
Great segue. Because, like, seriously, they stupid.
Yes, they are.
But so, okay, so this is my point, right?
Yeah.
You see, the reason why I appreciated the first part even more, right, is because it set up the supporting cast so well to show hey, these teens didn't do jack squat to save Udana. Not jack squat. They tried their best, whatever. But then they lost their powers. And then it was like, woe is me, we're gonna lose, we don't know what to do, blah blah blah.
I know, whereas the people with no powers
limited powers.
Yes. Are doing the job for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it really is like, wow. The whole Nick chewing out Lily, I mean, it shows that he's a crackhead or whatever,
yes,
which is fine.
We've already established that before.
Established that. That's great. Just showing it again because, hey, you know, kids, they may forget. So, I mean, to show that and then to show the second part when really, I mean, if you didn't notice that the supporting cast was more awesome.
Yes.
Was, like, totally beyond awesome than the teens, then part two was like the nail in the coffin because seriously it was like they saved the day.
I know. You know what? I would God, I forgot his name. The guy who plays Phineas.
Oh, you mean an actor?
Yes. I'd rather see him be a ranger than these hacks. I'm serious. He's more entertaining.
Well, you might just see him next season.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, like, dude, like, seriously, it was, what is it? Daggeron was doing his thing. Yeah, I know people might say, oh my gosh, Daggeron wasn't doing anything, but he was doing his thing. Don't even try it. Doing his thing. Phineas did his thing. Lily finally did her thing. I mean, okay, we kind of didn't see her doing much or whatever, but she stepped it up. Aha. Uh-huh. Lee did her thing. Claire did her thing. And I'm forgetting. Oh, and Toby. I mean, who did they go to solve the puzzle thing for the Fireheart thing?
Toby.
Who did they go to?
Toby needs to be a ranger. Toby seriously needs to be a ranger.
Toby is a machine now. He's a machine.
Machine.
So So, I mean, hello, Toby, Phineas, Claire, Lily, Daggeron, leader.
Yeah.
New team! New Ranger team.
I yes. It. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Telling you. Like, seriously. I mean, I mean, I don't care about these teens anymore. This is the reason why I kept watching is mm-hmm. because of the supporting cast. That's the reason. And that's why this two-parter is awesome, because it showed how whack yes. the teens are in the first part, and it showed how awesome the supporting cast is. Awesome!
I do have one gripe, though. One gripe. And I think you actually read it in my actual review for on Ranger Board for Light Force. Where was this development during the entire season? What the heck? All the action, all the good stuff is during this episode, you know, and there's three more episodes after this left. Where was this, all this development?
Is the return a two-parter or just by itself?
I don't know.
No, it can't be.
I don't pay attention.
The finale is going to be a two-parter. So yeah, forget
it. Well, I thought I heard it was a three-parter.
Really? Well,
I don't know.
That would be nice.
Can somebody find out for us, please?
That would be a nice change. Have the finale be a three-parter. That would be nice.
Because it would definitely not compact, you know. Because that was SPD's biggest problem.
Yeah, they really jammed a lot of crap into like the last three eps. They really did.
Yes, and they're doing it here.
But you know what? The thing about it is with Isle of Love. Every time, I think with Heir Apparent, it was like, oh, okay, you know what? If the season ended here, I would be mad, though, because I still hate Mystic Force. But it would be a nice ending. It's like, oh, well, he found out his parents. Oh, well, he's not as shocked as we thought he would be. He's just whatever, which can happen, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? That's cute. They had a little moment. Okay, whatever. Done. So it felt complete. But then, oh no, they had to bring back Limbo, and with the whole angsty thing, you know, he's down with the master, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. So then this episode, dang it, I mean, everyone's all dancing, hopping around, and then, dang it, you, Udonna, mm-hmm. you know you still have to look for Limbo.
Yeah.
And Dangeron's like, I know. And so, something like that. I swear, they should just get together. Screw Limbo, man. He's all like, screw it. But, you know, so, like, I mean, it felt, like, complete. And then Udonna had to all be all, I still have to look for him. Ah, man, if it ended there, I'll be fine. We would have our Lily, you know, Phineas ship, you know, how mm-hmm. disgusting that might be. Really disgusting. Really disgusting. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I'm just like, I was reading something. It's something that's making me mad. Anyway. Just to let everybody know, Jer and I finally updated Impending Past. Finally.
Oh. Maybe I'll get past chapter, what, 4?
We're up to 12, I think, right now. Maybe 11. Let me check.
Oops. I think 11.
I think it's 11.
But
it's 11.
Yeah,
we're up until 11, people.
Oh yeah. And you know, if you want to plug mine in too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lorelai is hot. Drop it like it's hot. There's a little.
It's good. I like it.
There's a little like, okay, yeah. There's like a point where it's about Kim and her thing or whatever. I had to put her in there, you know, because she's part of the first season. I had to like give her a little bit more depth.
I love the people who hate Kim, or you know, who have the whole rivalry between Kim and Kat. You know,
it's great because they both suck. No offense, but they just both.
I like
suck,
Catherine so. More than Kimberly. I'm sorry, but
Kath. Well, I mean, we've been through this.
Yeah, we've been through this.
Yes, and we could go on and on, but. All I'm just saying is that I think, I mean, a lot with fan fiction, you know, it's like, oh, well, wait, who's this, I was going to say crackhead. Who is this girl? Who's this random person? Like, why am I reading about her? I don't care about her. Where's Tommy? Where's Kimberly?
Yeah, I know.
Where's these people? You know, so, like, people read it and they're like, okay, I don't care. But, like, you know, I mean, it's how, I mean, I can't even speak.
Some people like your fic, though.
It's great. Yay. I wish more people would read it instead of reading SPD all the time.
I know. But you and Izout finally won first place. Congrats. Woo! Congrats. No, I'm serious.
For another fic of mine. Woot! My heart will go on. It's funny.
Very funny. Very funny.
So, yeah. So I was
It
like,
is totally hey. Bashing the Kim and Tommy relationship. Don't Even you will either if you like that relationship, you'll probably get a good laugh out of this. If you really hate the relationship, you'll think it's pretty damn funny.
Yes. It's awesome. If I do say so myself, I usually don't like to toot my own horn.
Yeah.
But I had a mode. I was like, holy crap, I'm tired. Yeah, it was like from reading this crap on fanfiction.frickin'net. I'm like,
it's a parody, yeah.
Tell me Kim. I'm like,
I know. Crap. That's all I see when I go to fanfiction.net. That's all I see is tell me and Kim. I'm going, oh god.
And I think I read this morning, like, it was a summary. I think it's for it's not a recent fic, but yeah, it was literally the thing was yet another Tommy Kim reunion. I was dying.
There's one
already knew.
I don't. Oh. There's one on there. I mean, people say it's a good one, and it's been going on forever. I just love the title For Love and Bunnies. Is
For
the name
Love
and Bunnies
and
it?
Bunnies?
Yes, that is the name
what
of the fic.
What is it about? No, wait, let me guess. Tommy Kim.
Tommy Kim.
Oh, of course.
But I'm going, where the hell did this person get that title?
But you know what? It's an interesting title because I would click it. I would say, oh,
I would too. The only problem was I read the first few lines. I'm like, oh no.
And oh, you gotta love the ones where it's about Tommy and then some other original character. And,
oh,
like,
I know.
They have to fall madly in love, oh. Like in like the first two chapters. It's great. Fabulous. Like, I really want to read about that. Like, I don't really care.
No, I like fics that have some sort of plot into it, but and the relationship's not, like, the main focus of a whole damn thing.
See.
If it's just a little specs here and there, you know, about, oh, you know, yeah, Kim likes Tommy, or Kat likes Tommy, or it's Haley. You know what I mean?
Ew.
Elsa. Okay. Elsa.
Yes, Elsa. Yes, yes, there we go. But yeah, I mean, that's what the thing about, like, you know, that's romance. It's all that cheesy crap or whatever. If it was a drama
I
has,
like
you
drama.
Know, good things, like bits and pieces of little of everything, and it's just well written. So
yes.
That's a drama.
Yes.
Romance is just cheesy. I love you when I first met I saw you. I love you too, your eyes. What about my eyes? They're just glistening in the sun. Oh, really? But it's nighttime. They glisten even when the sun's not here. Oh really?
God.
That's the moon. No, it's the moon in your eyes. I mean,
oh,
it's really stupid. Really dumb.
No, it is.
Oh, God. No. But, yeah, that's my rant about the... So, yeah, read Lorelai.
Read Lorelai, no romances so far just yet.
Because there will be, but blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, like, we as human beings, you know, want to see, you know, some people, you know, either a really good friendship, a really good tight friendship that, you know, is deep and whatever,
mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh my gosh, they're gay. No. That,
although I think the Tommy Jason gay fix are sometimes pretty funny, Hillary.
No, they're awesome. Quite a few of them are quite nice.
Destiny? She's being one.
It's like, bro, I can't, where's my bro? That are awesome.
Manly love.
Yeah, I mean, so that's like the only one that makes like a lot of sense to me, but... But yeah, I mean, other than that, it's either it's a really good friendship or people want to see, like, you know, somebody fall in love or friends fall in love or what. I mean, it's in their nature. It's like, unless you're really cynical and crap and you don't really care about that crap. But really, we just want, everybody wants to be with somebody. And then they always want to live that through fiction in some way.
Right.
So, you know, so like, yeah, it's going to happen. You just might not know who it's going to happen to.
You know what I keep getting in our reviews on fanfiction.net for Impending Pass? Somebody keeps on saying, oh, are you going to have Connor and Kira get it together? I'm going,
no.
I'm like, this whole entire fic is about the Dino Thunders trying to find somebody who was supposed to be a part of their team, but isn't now for some reason. See, and that's their whole focus. I don't think they'll be having any little romances in it. If not, it'll hint just a little. But
right, but it's not like full blown, like, you know, makeout session.
No. The Jairus and my fig is all about the drama. You don't know what's going to happen next. We are sadistic with our cliffhangers. I love hanging people. You know, by the. I love, you know, when they, when you give them a cliffhanger, do you know what I mean?
You like hanging people. Yo, don't give Katie no rope, man, because she gonna hang you.
That's not what I meant. Jesus.
I know. But, you know, I don't mind. Cliffhangers are fine. Cliffhangers are fine.
But they get you interested in the... They get the readers to read the fic.
That's
why I do so many cliffhangers.
You know, I mean, me personally, I don't want a cliffhanger in everything.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, that's going to be, like, too much, you know. Like, Mystic Force. Mystic Force does that all. I mean, they do it really, like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, 30 seconds. Like, not even, like, I mean, this was the shortest cliffhanger in part two. I mean, literally 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know I have to look for Liambo, right? Yes. 5 seconds! That was the shortest ever. That's like a new record.
That wasn't much of a cliffhanger either.
Bravo. Because you don't think that, like, after all she's been through, after being captured, being whatever, yada, 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 she's going to go out there again. You think that she's going to use her... Ah, frickin' crap. Turn off this thing. How do you turn this off? Shut up. I'm not answering it. Anyway, yeah, so you think that she's going to be like her, you know, her white Ranger-ness and do her thing,
yeah,
and then fight next to the Rangers, not like go after Liambo yet again. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on.
And Liambo just got like owned too.
I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I do.
I really do. I mean, that was a cool moment, but dang, man, he's all.
But who would have thought, though? Who would have thought that? I don't know if this was in Sentai either. Who would have thought the master was actually inside Liambo himself?
Oh yeah. Well, maybe that's why they kept calling him Korag.
I don't know, but still, I mean, that was a twist. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, so dang,
seriously, he all ate the master.
Yo, ate the master.
He had the master for lunch.
He disowned the master. No.
Oh my goodness. I mean, so in that indigestion, dang, yo.
Like... Heartburn all the time.
Heartburn! he got heartburn.
He got master fire.
Dang, y'all. I wouldn't want to see that pass. Anyway. And I think we did. Yeah, that was painful. Because, like, I heard, like, the little, like, the sizzle. And I'm like, holy crap, that hurt. I can feel it, you know? So like, that was kind of cool. But I feel sorry for Liambo, yo.
Yeah.
Seriously. But, you know. But, you know, he's going to come back. It's
Oh, yeah, you red, know he will.
The red guy. The red Korag. When did
yes.
he come back?
Soon. Very soon.
I guess it's in the next episode.
Yeah, possibly. Then. Yes.
Because that's the only thing I can.
Can we just end? Can we just end this season, please? I don't care about the month later crap. Just do it now.
Really, the next episode is like a month from now.
Yes, yes, it is.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow, that's like the best month. That's awesome.
That's cool. We'll just watch Dino Thunder.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, like, this is where we're feeling the 32 episodes. This is where we're feeling kind of like, holy crap, you know, like...
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, if you didn't have 32 episodes, then they would have more episodes to show, so...
Yeah.
You know, that's the only setback. It's like, we kind of feel in the lag right there. But you know what? You know what? You know what a lot of shows do? I mean, there are other shows that have even less episodes. But what they do is that they might show, like, 4 episodes, you know, take a break for, like, 2 weeks. Show, like, another, like, 3 episodes, take a break. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there was, like, more, like, and then, like, maybe, like, take a really huge break and then, like, you know, re-promote themselves saying, oh, they're coming back better than ever or some kind of crap.
Yeah.
They could have done it better instead of, like, hyping up all these random marathons and that we don't really care about, and, you know. So maybe that's why we're feeling it. Or maybe because it just sucks, but whatever.
I'm actually looking on fanfiction.net right now. Out of the 25 top ones that they show on the first page, so far I've counted 5 Tommy and Kim's. Get away, people! Come on!
Is it the Just In ones? Or
yeah, it's the Just In ones.
Okay, let me do that.
And the second one on the list is by Dancer of Dreams. I love the promo.
Wait, what the heck? Wait, where are you looking at?
Here, hold on. I'll give you the link.
No, I mean, I have it open, but I don't... I mean,
Dino Thunder Revised. It's the second one.
The second one for me and a Just In is the Moving On.
Where? Really? Interesting.
Let me see something. Let me see, because fan fiction means a duty head. Let's see. What is it?
Dino Thunder Revise. That's what it's called. By Dancer of Dreams.
That's really odd. Let's see. Refresh. Oh, okay. So, no, it is... Because like, there's, like, 2 different kinds of, like, new fic lists or whatever.
No,
so
I'm
Just In, and then there's, like, the TV show's Power Rangers, if you click that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they're, like, totally different lists. Oh, okay. Oh, Dino Thunder Revised. Really?
Read the summary.
I will. See author's note at the beginning of chapter 1. What if it was Dr. Tommy Oliver, but Dr. Kimberly freaking Hart? Are you serious? Are you on crack?
Yes, they're on crack.
Are you...
And about 3 down, there's another Kim Tommy one.
Oh no, I gotta read this one. Dr. Kimberly Hart ran through the dimly lit building like wildfire as explosions start to go off around her. A voice from behind her called out to find her no matter what it takes. She ran through
Tommy.
One of the corridors and then flew in the other direction when she saw one of the creatures in the middle of her way. Kim ran for the light when another series of explosions went off. She literally flew out the door. She scrambled up to catch her breath. The girl ran for her life as the 2 creatures took a leap from the building and flat-backed her.
This reminds me of Day of the Dino, only with Tommy in it.
Oh, wait. No, you gotta read the next line.
Here, hold on.
Ow. Okay, that hurt. She grabbed her ribs as pain shot through her. More creatures surrounded her. She took her first kick and one of the... Okay, that's already, like, out of character. Mm-hmm. Already. I mean, first of all, Dr. Kimberly Hart out of character from jump. But she took her first kick at one of the creatures and one of the creatures flew back. Yeah, right?
No, that would be Tommy.
Doing a backflip, her feet... Well, that's fine. Her feet caught the creature and sent it flying back like the first? Are you freaking kidding me? She can't fight. All she does is flip. Anyway, she landed twisted and came up to block a lunge by another one of them. Okay, first of all, English is her friend. Let's try that. Second, I mean, when you're revising it, you don't just plug in a character...
Yeah.
And then just rewrite the frickin' story. Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's just stupid. I'm sorry.
I'm wondering here. I'm wondering how. I know Tommy's going to be in here somewhere. I'm actually just going to see if I find him somewhere. Going through the chapters, people.
Which one are you looking at?
Right now, I'm looking at Interlude, Winter Cold. It's one of the chapters.
Oh, in the same one?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I see Tommy anywhere. Well, there's somebody saying his name, but
Interlude: How to Date Kira Ford. Let's see if Tommy's in here. Wait, random Jack? What the? Oh,
oh, Jack, dude, do not even. Oh no.
What happened?
Okay, yeah, it has the other original Rangers in here, but the way that it looks, they made what the hell is Rita and Zed doing in here? Oh God! All right. I'm not even gonna look. I don't care anymore.
The original Rangers in there. Of course, Rita and Zed have to be there. Oh my gosh, really? Because they stalked them. Duh.
Rita and Zed like turned good at Countdown to Destruction. Yeah.
But then they turn evil again because that's no fun. Oh my gosh, this is just hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Ugh. I'm just, yeah, no. So, jeez. Yeah, this is why my fic has to be read by millions. Millions!
As when you do frequent updates, they will.
I was doing them so frequently. It was like, I think in one month.
Not too many, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Once in a while. I was like, let me just like spread them out, and then people, you know. I mean, I'm guessing like I'm like knowing myself, like you know, if I really, really, really like it, then I'll like read everything. But if I'm like sort of intrigued or whatever, then I'm like, okay, I'll read up to like chapter whatever, and I'm like, oh crap, I'm like behind, you know. So it takes people a while.
Yeah.
But still, like, come on. Like, how do you promote your crap without being, like, a whore about it, you know? Read my stuff!
All I do is put my name in mute in chat, you know, I send you guys my fix updated, you know, and remind them, like, once in a while, like, the next few days, and then I'll be fine with it. That's what I usually do in mute in chat, but...
Yeah, but, you know, it also depends on...
But, what on Ranger Board,
you're doing too, and like what you know.
That too. Like, that's another problem. Is so many people have seasons that they love, and when somebody writes one, it's like, ooh, it's my favorite season. Okay, clicky. I mean, I am accused of doing it too. I will admit.
All of us are. I mean, all of us are like you know. Attracted to season that we love, and that's what we're gonna read first.
But if you're attracted to a season that you didn't really like either, you it's hard to you know get into those fix as well. I mean I have a hard time trying to get into one that has SPD in it, but there's actually one fic I've been reading that has all the seasons in it, even SPD, and then it's not bad. So
yeah, I mean for me SPD, it was a lot of the fics I've been reading, they're so technical and whatever, and then so like
I know I can't
thrown at you. It's like you know, I'm like it's really hard for me to kind of grasp that whole genre.
I'm not a technical. I don't like reading technical stuff. People, I like you know them the characters interacting. You know, having some fun into it. A bit of drama. You know, but if it gets really technical. I lose interest.